Wrapping up 2019 with Sugar Beets. David Sparks with the Ag Information Network of the West. The 2019 beet crop was a roller coaster ride all season. Cold, wet weather delayed planting, but when the sun did come out, they planted in just a five-day window in April.
So a few acres got planted, and they did well.
That's Galen Lee, president of the NISA Nampa Beet Growers Association and past president of the American Beet Growers Association.
Start out with harvest. Things are going really good. Then the October forecast came, and some places had single digits or maybe even a little lower in some places, middle end of October. So that was a real challenge. You can't pile the beets if they're frozen, so we had to let them sit out in the field. Harvest was suspended on this side of the state for 5 days, for a week or a little better on the eastern side of the state. Then once the beets thawed out and weather warmed up a little bit to where we could store them, started harvest again, but the tops had been froze down so bad that they were really, really hard to defoliate. We had a real challenge trying to get those off. Have to go over a couple times with the defoliator or really slow down or whatever you had to do to make it happen, but we did. Got the crop in, so pretty much all the beets were harvested here.
Preliminary numbers show that yields are average, 39 tons per acre, but the sugar content is good, 16% to 17%. And this year's crop should top 177,000 acres in a season of highs and lows. I'm David Sparks. This is the Ag Information Network of the West.